Welcome to the Speak Your Success Podcast. Welcome to this episode of the Speak Your Success Podcast. I'm your host, TEDx speaker and best-selling author, Jonathan Jones. And today I'm excited, as I am every Friday, but specifically for this Friday because we have a lot of high school students graduating, we have middle school students moving up to high school, and now we even have individuals graduating from college. And with that being said, I had the opportunity last night to speak to Founders Classical Academy. And speaking at that school, I talked with them about the importance of being a champion. And as I began to reflect on that message a little bit more, I shared with them how to create healthy habits. And I said, you know what? Them creating healthy habits at their age is exceptional. However, we need to begin to create healthy habits in our lives right now, despite if we're young or even if we're old. We have to find a way to get in that space to have healthy habits by us having healthy habits, and that will yield us great success. So friends, without further ado, we're going to go ahead and get into today's reviews of the week, and then we're going to go ahead and attack how to create healthy habits. The first review of the week, we want to shout out Blake Professor B. Simon, and he said, "You will leave this podcast with value, period. Jonathan is masterful at delivering content that is practical, relevant, and enlightening at the same time." He said, press play. Blake, we appreciate you, Professor B. If you would like to connect with him and follow the great things he's doing on Instagram, his name is Blake Motivates. And then the next review that we happen to have, this one is from Mr. Blank of the 10 and 2 podcast. He is one third of the 10 and 2 podcast with Mr. Nomni, as well as Miss Alexia, a.k.a. Alexia Travels. Anyway, and he went on to say, "This podcast is necessary for any and everyone. Each episode provides something that can be positively applied to anyone's life." Great content. Mr. Blank, I appreciate the love, sir, and love what you all are doing with the 10 and 2 podcast. If you haven't taken the time to check them out, be sure to check them out, subscribe to them, and leave a review on their podcast because they're doing great things. And I had the opportunity to sit down and do an interview with them just a few weeks ago. So be sure to check them out. You all, the love and support is real. We appreciate it. And we definitely love to return the love and support. So if you would like to leave a comment, or if you would like to shoot us a DM, or tag us in your Instagram story, be sure to mention SYS Podcast 1. We would love to shout you out. We would love to mention you. And we would also love to highlight you and the great things that you're doing. And now it's time. Now it's time to show us how we can create healthy and effective habits. I'll be completely transparent here. I really want to do this one because I've said for some time that I wanted to impact many people's lives. And I've had that opportunity here more so recently than ever before. However, now having the opportunity, and some people approaching me with opportunities to come to career days, and other people approaching me with the ability or the chance to go elsewhere and speak, it can then make an individual become lazy. You might say, "John, how does that make you lazy?" Because if I'm in a position to where food is being brought to me, right, and I don't have to get up and go work for my food anymore, then that some of that drive is taken away. Some of that desire is taken away. Some of that sacrifice, that grind is really getting taken away or being removed. So I wanted to share this topic specifically because some of that desire has been removed from me a few weeks ago. Then I realized, I said, man, the amount of success I achieve in my life will be a direct result of the work that I do in my life. If I want to have better things, then I have to put forth a better effort. If I want to have more revenue, I have to work for more revenue. You all get what I'm saying. So getting into this topic, I wanted to share this with you all because I was struggling here. And now I'm working to bounce back because I went through these steps and I began to create some consistency. So the first step that we have to do, and I want you to grab your pencil and paper. Grab your pencil and paper because this is going to be some good content today that you can apply to any area of your life. If we're talking fitness goals, we're talking business goals, we're talking school, whatever, relationship with your spiritual acquaintance that you might have, this all applies here. The first step would be start with a tangible goal. We have to have a tangible goal because I once heard it said, if you aim for nothing, then you'll always hit it. And if we never write down our goals, but we just mention these things out loud, we say, oh yeah, I'm going to do this, I want to do that, I'm going to achieve this, I'm going to achieve that. And by the end of the week, you might forget about what you even said or who you said it to. So we have to start with a tangible goal to give us the framework, to give us the foundation to build upon. Almost as if we were an architect, you have to first lay that ground and then you build from there. The second thing we have to do is begin to shift our focus to the long game. Because we know it's so easy if we focus on the short term. What am I looking for tomorrow? What am I looking for next week? If we focus our lives like that, then we just go for the instant gratification. We do it, feels good, okay, we're done. Do it, feels good, okay, we're done. But if we get ourselves into a mindset of focusing on the longer term, showing us that we identify sacrifices required for success, we then also understand that work is required. And we know that it takes time to get through the process of sacrifice, of work, and then achieving the level of success that we desire. Then that puts us in a better mind state to focus on the work every day. Getting up. Getting up. Getting up. Putting on your shoes. Going to work. Knowing that you're working towards something long term as opposed to working towards something short term in the right now. And then we know that when we delay our gratification, then it'll be so much and it'll allow us to be able to appreciate it so much more. So second, we have to shift that focus to the long game. Thirdly, we have to realize that small steps make a big difference. I'll give you a quick story. There was one point where I used to be in high school like everybody else. And then I went to play football. So I signed up for weight training. And I go into weight training, and those of you who know how football works, the guys typically on the football team have been playing football since they were very young. I wanted to play football maybe my sophomore year in high school. Terrible decision. However, I go in the weight room, and all these guys have the plates is what they call them. And these were when they had the 45-pound weights on each side. Then I go down, and I get on the bench because this was the groundwork. This is where everybody was starting as they are measuring us to see what amount of weight we already could lift before we started the class. I got on the bench. I wrapped my hands around the bar. I positioned myself. You know, I try to get situated on the bench. And I go, if you can't imagine it, I was trying to lift up the bar, but there was no way that bar was lifting off that bench. The bar probably was looking at me like, get it together, dude. I'm not going anywhere. So that day I realized that, man, this sucks. Everybody else is lifting more weight than me. Everybody else is stronger than me. I realized all these things. But as the coaches began to take off the plates, then I started with just the bar. Friends, this is us starting with just our goal from the ground level. If it's you wanting to work out more and become more consistent there, it just starts with you putting on your shoes. It starts with you stretching. It starts with you getting outside and maybe taking a few steps the first day. That's just what it takes. If it's you in business, for me, it was writing out a list of people that I want to contact, prepping the emails the night before, and then sending them first thing in the morning. It was those small steps. Because ultimately, they make a big difference. You create momentum through those small steps. And then once you create that momentum, it creates the habit. And then we become accustomed to the habit. The fourth thing, take actions that will truly matter. For instance, as I said, I prepped the emails before. Before I even did that, right, I went in my iPhone, went in my Google Calendar, and then I allowed myself a certain amount of time, a set amount of time. I said, I'm going to write emails from this time to this time. I invested about a day of my time to plan out what my week would look like before it starts. You have to win your week before it starts. We know we're all busy. We know a lot of individuals have multiple jobs, or maybe you're doing this job over here while you're working on your dream and your passion on this side. But if you began to plan out your time and you began to block out your time, I know we talked about this in another episode, Blocking out your time allows you to create discipline and a habit, creating a structure. And by doing that, you will see now it seems like your time almost is multiplied because you're keeping an eye on your time. You're seeing where your time is going and where your energy is flowing. So take those actions that matter. And once you invest that time into building a schedule out, for instance, then you know, okay, I have an hour to send off emails. Okay, I have 30 minutes to go for a walk. And now you're holding yourself accountable to your time. The fifth thing is do not rely on your own motivation. I repeat, do not rely on your motivation. Because if any of you are like me, and I'm a regular human, just like the most of us, I'll start out great. In the morning, I'll start out, let's get it. Today's going to be a great day. I got my list of goals for the day. I'm going to achieve this, this, and this. This is going to be awesome. But then right around lunchtime, I go eat, and I sit on the couch. And if you know the couches that have those three pillows, and they have the space right in between, that's where I like to sit, right in between the pillows. And after I eat, the plan for me typically is to sit on the couch for 5 minutes, which then I get too comfortable and then I lay down. And that 5 minutes turns to 3 hours. Yeah, don't do that. Create a plan. Realize that if you know that sitting on the couch is not going to work for you, don't sit on the couch. Go walk around the neighborhood for a minute. Walk off some of your lunch. Do jumping jacks. Get your blood flowing. Make sure that nothing derails you from the habit that you're planning on creating that day or from the items that you desire to achieve that day. For me personally, before I go to bed at night, I keep a sticky note and a pen by my bed. And whatever comes to me, I might be laying down, I keep the light out sometimes. And there's some things that come to me, I'm like, oh, I need to do this. I write it out. Oh, I need to do this. I write it out. And then now I have a to-do list already mapped out. So when I wake up, I grab that to-do list and then I get on that. If that's additional items that haven't been added into my calendar, or I just want to put extra emphasis on those to not forget them. So what's your plan? We have to make a plan. Many of us have heard it said, if you fail to plan, then you're planning to fail. So don't fail to plan. Just plan. Number six, be accountable to yourself. Like I said before about the calendar, you set a time block on your calendar and set alarms to allot yourself specific amount of time to get a certain task done. For instance, if you want to, have lunch, give yourself like an hour, 45 minutes, whatever that looks like for you, and then allow yourself to maybe have some downtime, maybe watch some TV while you're eating lunch, or watch a YouTube video while you're eating lunch, listen to the Speak Your Success podcast while you're eating lunch. That way you're still getting things done, you're able to unwind a little bit, and then once that alarm goes off, it's like, okay, now it's time for me to get back to what I'm doing. This way you hold yourself accountable, especially with the alarms. When the alarm goes off, you know it's time to move. So don't make your smartphone dumb. That's what my coach always says. Don't make your smartphone dumb. Be sure to use it for all the features to where you get the best value out of that phone and to where you get the best value out of your life and maximize your day. And number seven, the last point that I want to make for you, or the last step, find peace in the structure. And I say that because allowing yourself to begin to structure out and outline your day and putting those pieces together, this allows you to maximize your day to the fullest extent, to the hour, to the minute. Yes, sometimes you might get derailed, or sometimes somebody might ask you to do something which might have you to alter your schedule. But then once you get back to your home, or once you get back to with your laptop or computer and you still have things that you need to do, you have that ability to get back on schedule because you have one. If you don't have a schedule, then somebody might ask you to do a favor and you go help them. And then when you come back, you're like, oh, what do I have to do? Where did I stop? I don't know what happens next. So I would encourage you to take time. Listen to these seven steps. Implement them in your life. Let us know. Please let us know how it worked out for you. Shoot us a tweet at SYSPodcast1 and use the hashtag SYSP. Or you can tag us on your IG story at SYSPodcast1. We'd love to shout you out for showing love. We always appreciate those who show love. We definitely show love back. because that's what it's all about here at the Speak Your Success Podcast. We're all about supporting. We're all about encouraging. We're all about providing life application because we all need a little help sometimes. We all need some help sometimes. So don't allow yourself to be prideful, but allow yourself to be in a position to be helped and to help others. And now, friends, we're going to go ahead and get into the What Are You Listening To segment for this week. With everyone graduating and all the commencement ceremonies and all those things going on, the Quote of the Day show with Sean Croxton has been doing a series, I think the past like 2 weeks, where he's been doing the best commencement ceremony clips. There have been some good ones. I would encourage you to check it out. I think their brother just had 5 million downloads or something like that the other day, is what I thought I heard on his podcast. Fact check me if I'm incorrect. However, I heard clips from Ellen. I heard clips from Steve Harvey. I heard clips from Tony Robbins, all these individuals. But there are some great, impactful clips, and there's a lot of value there. So I'd encourage you to check that out. Also, I was listening to the Impact Theory, episode 23, How to Make Yourself Immune to Pain with David Goggins. This dude here is a Navy SEAL, and his story is so next level. I talked about it a few episodes ago. But this brother ran a 100-mile race, a 100-mile team race, okay, by himself. Imagine somebody running a 100-mile race, okay? Yikes. So you definitely want to check this brother out. There's a little language on that episode, but if you can get past that, there is definitely value to be added there. So I would encourage you to take a listen to those two podcasts because those definitely added value to me this week and gave me some added encouragement. Now it's time for the Winner's Circle of the Week. Winner's Circle of the Week. It's now time for the Winner's Circle of the Week. The Winner's Circle this week, we want to recognize a young lady who's a University of Houston alumni, among other things. She's passionate and she's a very purposeful, driven millennial, whom you might know as being a writer and digital producer for KDAF-TV, also known as CW33. She's been spearheading a series entitled Take 33, where she uses her platform to encourage others and give them exposure for their brands to encourage other people to also share theirs as well. Without further ado, I want to recognize as this week's Winner's Circle of the Week, Miss Rachel Sneed. And you all, Miss Rachel Sneed is a phenomenal young woman. I had the opportunity to chat with her probably about a month or so ago because I was actually one of the interviewees on the Take 33 series that she's spearheading. And after I got the opportunity to sit there and we began to chat and she began to share with me a few of her passions and she began to share some things that she has in the works. And as she began to talk and speak to me, I began to see the passion just coming forth. And it was a force that could not be denied. As I'm sitting here listening to her and talking with her, I'm like, oh my goodness. Because it was like she was just raw. She was a lioness in its purest form. So if you are not connected with Miss Rachel Sneed, I would encourage you to connect with her on Rachel, on Instagram at Rachel Deons. And that's RachaelDions. And then she has a tab in her bio where you can click that link and then you can see the interviews of the past Take 33 series, people that she's spotlighted. She's doing some great things. You definitely want to stay connected with her because she's going up fast. So definitely get connected with her, find out more about her, and just check out her story because she's a pretty dope individual. So one more time, can we give it up for Miss Rachel Sneed? Now, just to send you out with a little bit of inspiration, as we're talking about setting goals, creating healthy habits, and what that looks like, this quote is from David Goggins, the gentleman I was just speaking about not too long ago. And his quote simply reads, "Do something that sucks every day." That's right. I said, do something that sucks every day. John, why am I going to do something that sucks every day? I'm glad you asked. Because typically if it sucks, it's something that you don't want to do or you're not accustomed to doing, i.e. creating healthy habits. That's something that I was not accustomed to. But then I had to make myself do it. I had to sit at the computer. I had to put an alarm clock on. And I had to put myself in the condition and position that I wanted to be in that would create and ultimately produce a level of success that I have not obtained just yet. So if there's something that sucks, like working out, if there's something that sucks, like eating healthy, eating clean, if there's something that sucks, like you having to outline your schedule for the week so that you can be successful for years to come, do it, friends, because this allows you to be in a place that not everybody will be in because they're too busy doing everything that's comfortable. They're too busy doing the things that always feel good all the time. But we know in life you can't do everything that feels good all the time because that gets you what you've always gotten. And if you always want to do things that feel good, then you won't be able to put yourself in a position to do things that will feel great. And success feels great. Bringing in revenue and impacting many individuals, that feels great. But you just doing the basic and bare minimum, that might feel good. You getting by, that might feel good. You doing okay, that might feel good. But if you want to be great, you got to do stuff that sucks. If you want to be great, you have to really, you got to really strap it on. Strap on your boots, strap on your helmet. Because this life, man, this life is a war. This life is a battle. But if you want to be successful, then you'll do what warriors do. If you want to be successful, you'll do what champions do. And what do champions do? Build successful habits. Because they practice. They do things that suck. So that ultimately, they won't ever suck. Let's go. I'm getting motivated. Man, I got to get out of here because I'm getting too fired up. Now we're going to go ahead and close it out. If you'd like to find out more information about Miss Rachel Sneed, we're going to have her information down in the show notes. Also, once again, if you'd like to sponsor the Speak Your Success podcast or you would like us to cover a topic for you, please send us an email to Jonathan at JonathanJonesSpeaks.com or feel free to shoot us a DM on Instagram. But as always, we love your reviews. We love the support. And I would love to get connected with you on social media. So feel free to follow me on Instagram at JonathanJonesSpeaks. Or on Twitter at Jonathan J Speaks. And don't forget, if you need some YouTube inspiration, just type in Jonathan Jones Speaks and you will get just that. Be sure to subscribe, leave comments, leave reviews, and I'll definitely chat back with you and I'll definitely shout you out. So friends, we're going to close it out. This is TEDx speaker and best-selling author Jonathan Jones reminding you to speak your success, believe in your greatness, and continue to create the life and business of your dreams. Why would you want to live any other way?